today's people, today's music, for today's Johannesburg. Welcome to Radio Today.
Well, good morning and welcome to Morning Devotions with Rosebank Union Church. This is Gerard Venter again, and I'm the Pastor of Discipleship and Training at Rosebank Union Church. Today, I will be sharing with you the fourth in our series around the church. The question being, what is the church about? I know that you have asked that question before. I have asked that many times. And so far in the last few weeks, we have looked at the church's role in serving the local community. And we looked at what our church is doing through Rose Act, which is a Saturday school that operates in Alexandra. We also looked at the role of the church in worshiping or serving God. And then last week, I shared with you some of my thoughts around the fact that the church needs to serve my individual needs. Now today, I want to talk to you about the church's role in serving the world and serving God's purposes in this world. But before we go, I would like to invite you to listen to Don Moen as he sings the Lord's Prayer, a very, very well-known prayer, probably known to most of us, but he has said it in a different tune and different words. And this is from his album, Blessed Be Your Name. And the title of the song is Our Father. I want you to listen carefully to this song as we start our talk today.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today as we've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Yes, we do. As we pray.
In response to the question, what is the church about? It is so easy for us to focus on our own needs and our own desires. I'm sure you have heard people say, or maybe you have said yourself, the church hurt me, or the church didn't take care of me, or perhaps the church does not fulfill my needs, and therefore I'm not going to go to the church. Well, as important as my needs are, and the church really should be able to meet my needs as we looked at it last week, my needs are actually not the most important thing that the church should be doing. Apart from the church's task of worshiping God, the next important role of the church is to serve God's purposes in this world. This means that we should seek to find out what God, the creator of the universe, is doing in the world, and we should get busy in joining him in what he is doing in this world. When Jesus was on earth, he actually prayed to his Father and said, "Lord, I completed your work on earth." And to some extent, this is what the church is here for. The church is here to complete God's work, to do God's work. When Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, we learn about that in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. It's probably very, very familiar to us as we just listened to that song by Don Moen. The very familiar words, Jesus, in teaching his disciples, said to them, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, from the evil one." In this prayer, Jesus mentions the holiness of God. He mentions the will of God and also the kingdom of God right at the start, at the outset of this prayer. And these prayers, or petitions as they have become known, focus on who God is and what God's desire is for his own creation. The church should therefore always ask whether its activities and ministries and gatherings have been designed to build the kingdom of God, to serve the will of God, and to bring the holiness of God to the fore. In fact, this should be the very question that I should be asking of myself, that you should be asking if you're a Christian. And that is, am I serving God's purposes in this world? God is king of the universe, and God wants to be king over my life as well. And when someone is a king, that king reigns or rules over everything. And this is the church's role. The church's role is to allow God to be king over our lives. As sinners, we do not naturally seek God's will, and we do not naturally live for his glory. So by accepting Jesus Christ into our lives, we also submit to God's reign over us. And oftentimes we get the picture wrong. We think by accepting Jesus, I am saved and my sins are forgiven. And all of those things are true. But primarily, we accept Jesus Christ and we accept God's reign, God's rule over our own lives. But God's reign or God's kingdom must also be extended far and wide. And this is the church's role. Jesus left his disciples and the church with this command, often referred to as the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Then Jesus came to them, the disciples, and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This is Jesus' command, God's command, God's commission to us just before Jesus ascended to heaven. And there are many ways in which we seek to fulfill this command or this commission. Let me share with you just a few of them. One of the ways in which we fulfill the Great Commission is to reach out to our local communities. Rosebank Union Church has a ministry called Rays of Hope, focusing on reaching out to people in desperate need, reaching out to the poor, in fact. This ministry enters into partnerships with many social concern ministries and NGOs, and it focuses primarily in Johannesburg with a strong emphasis on assisting the poor in Alexandra. One of the most recent developments in this regard is an attempt to help struggling households in Alex, focusing on a yard where several family units live. And this is called the Yard by Yard Project, trying to identify a particular yard and then reaching out to those communities, helping them in education and job creation, and also helping them to understand the gospel. And so reaching out to local communities is one way in which we are attempting to fulfill the Great Commission or to extend the kingdom of God. But also, we want to share the truths of Christianity with anyone who may inquire about what it means to be a Christian or what Christianity is all about. Many people would like to know more about the gospel, about the church, about God and God's salvation. At Rosebank Union, we use, among other things, the well-known Alpha Course, used by many churches around the world, to introduce people to God's way of salvation through Jesus Christ. And then, of course, there is also the sending of people to different parts of the world to share God's love with people who don't know Him. Rosebank Union Church has close to 20 missionaries or couples or family units serving God's kingdom purposes around the world. Many of them have physically moved to faraway countries to live among people who have not yet heard the gospel or the salvation plan of God. We would like to see many, many more go, especially to places where the gospel has never reached them or the good news about Jesus Christ is not known. And so, if you want to have more information about any of the things that I have shared with you, or you have a need that you would like to discuss with us, I want to invite you to contact our church office. The telephone number is 011-784-6214. 011-784-6214. You can also visit our website, www.rosebankunion.org. If you want more information, we'd love to help you and assist you. And remember, today we talked about fulfilling the church's role, or the church's role as fulfilling God's purposes in this world. And my challenge to you is, or my question to you is, what are you doing to extend the kingdom of God? If you pray that prayer, "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name," or "may your name be made holy, and may your will be done as in heaven, so on earth," may you and I be involved in God's kingdom as we extend God's kingdom in this world. As we conclude today, I would like to invite you to listen to the Newsboys from their album He Reigns, the Worship Collection, and they're going to sing "Blessed Be Your Name."
God of all nations, Lord of creation, it's in the bonds of love we meet. We come together at your feet, equal in your sight, made one by your might. You've called us to restore your lands and place them back.
As every nation lifts.
As we conclude, let me pray for you and let us pray together for the kingdom of God to come. Our Father, we thank you that you have come into this world to reveal yourself to us through Jesus Christ. We pray for your kingdom to come. We pray for your purposes to be fulfilled. We pray especially for countries in the Middle East that are seeing some turmoil, and we pray that your purposes ultimately will be fulfilled in those countries as well. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today and every day as you continue to seek to serve him.